The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, we desert dwellers, we don't have a whole lot of experience of snow, do we? Snow for us is something that you drive to. You play in it, then you get back in your car, go home, and then go swimming. My friend Ferdy Santos, I remember the first time he saw snow. Ferdy was 25, 26 years old. He was from Manila. Never saw snow before. It was so much fun to teach him how to build snowballs, snow angels, watch him in the backyard building a snowman. Now, before we moved to Arizona, my family lived just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And one winter, and I know all the parents got together on the block, and they decided that that winter, all the kids were going to be entrusted with snow shovels. They were going to be the ones that shoveled the driveways. This was 1978. I still have the little t-shirt that says, "I survived the winter of 78. I remember one snow day, school canceled, yay! Everybody had to go out and shovel the driveways, boo! But Eric DeRuvo and Matthew Ronza live next door to each other, and their driveways paralleled each other. They were fairly close. And so that afternoon, we took all the snow out of the driveways, we piled them up, and we made the best snow forts ever. Great big walls, little holes looking out into the street so that you could throw snowballs at the cars, throw snowballs at the other fort. Great, great building projects. And then sometime that afternoon, that evening, the middle of the night, the snowplows came. We had built our fort halfway into the street. The next day, it was gone. And I remember moaning and groaning and whining to my dad, "Oh, this is the worst thing ever. Oh, my life is ruined." And my dad told me, wise, wise words. Don't ever let him know that I said he had wise words. But he told me something that applies to almost everything. He said, "Rebuild it. Rebuild. In another place, rebuild." And so we went in the backyards. and we built new forts, better walls, lasted all winter long. Now, some days it got warm, so the fort kind of melted. We had to build that back up. Some days, new storms would come through, so we'd have to dig it all out again. But it lasted all winter long, and it was glorious. All because my father's words, rebuild. We're only 8 years old. We couldn't come up with that by ourselves. But that word, rebuild, I think that's the perfect theme for Advent. We begin a new season. We begin a new church year. And like every new year, we look back on how we've been. Where have we become complacent, lackadaisical? Where have we taken our discipleship for granted? We look forward. Where do we want to end up? We look at the present. How are we going to get there? Rebuild. It's a time to rebuild our discipleship. Recommit ourselves. Rebuild all the different relationships that we have. The ones that we've taken for granted. The ones that we have let slide. Rebuild our relationship with God. Rebuild our relationship with family, with friends, with coworkers. Looking at all the different aspects of our lives, all the different areas. It's an opportunity, a chance to rebuild. Paul says, now is the hour to awake. Now is the hour to commit ourselves. Now is the hour to rebuild.